My name is D.Y. Begay. I'm a weaver, and I've been weaving for full-time for over 20 years. And I come from a line of weavers. Most of the women in my family wove or maybe even still weaving today. I'm very partial to weavings, especially the older Navajo rugs, such as the Germantown weaving, like this particular piece. And I'm interested in learning about the materials, the Germantown yarns, the dyes. I would love to take the weaving apart and analyze and study the warps, the wefts, the joins in the design. I think that would be very fascinating. I was drawn to this particular weaving because I especially like the bold color, red. The red is very striking, and the pattern is very attractive with clean diagonal lines. The zigzag patterns on the outsides are uniform and exquisitely woven. In other words, the zigzag lines are perfect parallel lines. The sides are exceedingly straight and even, which is hard to achieve. And the colors and the patterns are laid out with perfect symmetry, and this I firmly believe was woven by a very skilled weaver. I appreciate weaving on so many different levels. I endure the labor-intensive process of herding the sheep, shearing the sheep, with manual clippers, washing and sorting the wool, collecting the plants to make the colors, spinning the wool, spinning the yarn, dressing the loom, and thinking up a design to weave. And I often wonder if a non-native knows how much is involved in creating a beautiful rug. I wonder if they know that this particular weaver of this Germantown rug probably did not have a Western education or an art degree, but she is truly a genius in math and science, because raising sheep is a science, you know, to me. Raising sheep in the desert, you have to be able to know how to survive and know how to water your animals. I would love to know which community the weaver came from, what her clans are, or how many sheep she possesses. Did anybody help her weave? And what other style or design she wove? How did she acquire her weaving tools? Where did she sell her rugs? Which trading posts? I would love to ask the weaver how they felt about trader influence, the use of commercially processed dyed yarn, and introducing designs to copy. In some ways, I think this made the process easier since the weavers didn't need to shear, clean, card, or spin the wool. But Indigenous art comes from a place that we call community. When I define Indigenous aesthetic, it always reminds me that in our way, the Navajo way, we say that weaving is life. This is a very strong sentiment, clearly links us as people to our art of weaving as a special and sacred gift.